WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
Are you kidding me? It is time for a wonderful, wild, wacky Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. You found us. Hello. It's Ironhead. It's Mr. Geezy. And it could be you at 814-954-7266 as we launch into our Hump Day program. You celebrate as you see fit. No judgment here. That's on you, folks. That's on you. Lots to get to on today's big show. And again, you can lead us any direction you would like by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266. Again, the Mental Health Month Awareness Month wrap-up event is tonight at Wasson Farm. That'll get underway at 5 o'clock. And there will be some speakers, lots of really good information, a lot of just fun time. There will be music, food, and, folks, free ice cream. Game, set, and match. We'll see you there at Wasson, 5 o'clock.
All right, there you go. What are you wearing on your head? What is that?
That's my Grimace hat.
A Grimace from McDonald's.
That is correct. That's my Grimace hat.
Okay, you're grimacing?
Yeah, I was hoping to bring good luck. I thought it would be my good luck Grimace hat for the Little League team.
And?
It did not work
out.
A very heartbreaking 8-7... Or was it 9-8? It was a one-run walk-off win for the other team. The good guys were up by three going into the bottom of the fifth, which had to be the final inning just with time. It was a fun game, fun season, and we'll launch into the summer campaign, I think, in just a couple of weeks. So we'll lick our wounds and very quickly get back at it. With the summer league.
All right, that didn't take very long.
Okay. No.
Actually, what did you call this? A wacky...
A wonderfully wild, okay, wacky Wednesday.
Actually, we can't use the word wet today.
Hey, look at that.
The last two Wednesdays, remember, were very wet. I thought we were falling into a pattern. So thankfully, it's a beautiful day outside, folks. At least here, it's a beautiful day.
Wow.
Sure. We've talked about those Canadian wildfires.
Oh, those.
Now, I don't know. Today looks nice and clean and clear. Yesterday, a little hazy. Saw a picture from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ooh, not good. Minnesota, Wisconsin, I think Michigan, Chicago, allegedly all the way down to Iowa. They had a lot of smokiness yesterday, and I assume probably today. Nasty stuff, like people are being told, okay, stay indoors.
Yeah.
Stay, you know, especially I'm thinking Minnesota and Wisconsin. Stay indoors, don't go outside. Ugh. It's like, well, we had Joe Bastardi from WeatherBug.com yesterday. I'm like, Joe, please tell me we're not going to do what we did a couple of years ago here. Remember that? It was just like, doesn't look that way, but we'll see. All right, we'll see what happens there. Hey, let's mention this. All right, hard to believe. The Belfont cruise is just a week and a half away now.
Now we're talking.
All right, now hopefully the weather holds for that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
If you've been listening, come on. You've been listening, right? You've heard our announcements about our summer splash promotion. Our friends from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall giving away a free hot tub. Ho, ho, baby.
Now.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're talking.
I believe that's over a $7,000 value. And all you have to do is go sign up for a chance to win.
Well, that seems pretty simple. Huh?
It is pretty simple. You walk in somewhere, you fill out a little slip of paper with your information, you put it in the box, and then at the cruise in a week and a half, we pick winners. Actually, winners. There's more than one prize, but the big one is the hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas. Now you're thinking, hey, me, where can I go do this? Well, today would be a beautiful day to go do this. Here's where you go. All right, you have multiple places you could go. You can go to Clearwater Pools and Spas right there in the middle of Center Hall, and you can sign up there. Dodderer Equipment, which is on Route 64 between Lamar and Mill Hall. Just look for all the Kubotas outside. The Kubota mowers, there's a ton of them. They're all orange. All right, that's the place. Walk in there and sign up. PAMP, which is on Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. All right, you can go sign up there. Maxwell Equipment, in the State College area. You can go sign up there. And Fisher's Market in Milesburg. You can go sign up there. Can you go sign up more than once? Yes. All right. Now, preferably, go to multiple places. That would be a good idea.
This is good.
And when you're in there, kind of look around like, hey, I could use one of those. Or, hey, that's kind of interesting. All right. Take a look and do what you can do. But you've only got a little over a week now left to sign up to see who wins the free hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas. And no, Mr. Ironhead, we cannot win.
Yeah,
we are not allowed to win.
I think we need to re-examine that.
Is that in our contract?
I keep talking to the bosses about that.
What's
a
contract?
Does not seem fair.
What's a contract?
Exactly.
What that is.
Right.
Anyway, so hey, come on! Don't waste time. And you're out and about. Stop at one of those great spots. Find our display. You know, fill out the little slip of paper, put it in there, and then on cruise weekend, next weekend, we will be picking some winners. So that'll be kind of cool. I had a fun evening last night. I was the, once again, Master of Ceremonies for the Penns Valley Athletic Awards Night, which was pretty cool. Great kids, a lot of awards. There were given out money and trophies and all kinds of cool stuff for the seniors, the class of 2025. Wow. Okay. Now, speaking of that, I did a little research.
Okay.
I did a little research here because this week is it.
Yeah.
All right. For school, this week is it. All right. Here we go.
Well, now, they're going to start back up again in the fall.
In late August.
That's
2.5 months away.
Again.
All right.
It's not. This isn't the end of school.
Well, okay. Phillipsburg wrapped up Friday. They're all done. They've been done for a couple of days over in Phillipsburg. And maybe all of Clearfield County schools, I think they're all done. They might have all been done on Friday. What about here? All right, Penns Valley, where I'm from. Their last day of school actually was yesterday. So the Rams are loose in Penns Valley. Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, their graduation ceremony, this is kind of interesting. It's scheduled for Friday evening. Now, if you follow weather, the weather forecast for Friday's not looking that great.
No.
And I thought that, okay, if they can't, they always do it out on the football field so they can get a big crowd. If they can't do it there, they would bring it into the auditorium. No, actually, they have rain dates. I'm thinking, boy, I don't recall them doing this before, but all right. So if they can't do, this is Penns Valley now, if they can't do it Friday night, then they have a rain date on Saturday. Now, if you've seen the advance forecast for Saturday, that's a little iffy. Well, then they have another rain date for Sunday. Now, Sunday right now is looking good. All right, advanced weather forecast, all that stuff. Sunday's looking really good, actually. So let's see if that happens. Now, State College, their last day of school is Friday. Graduation is Friday evening, and they're, I think, essentially following the same plan. They've got a rain date for Saturday, and if they need it, they got a rain date for Sunday. So that's kind of interesting. Now, Bald Eagle area, last day of school is today. Then the Eagles will be cut loose. Now, it's interesting. Bald Eagle's graduation ceremony is tonight. They're not doing the Friday night thing. There's like, we're done. This is it. We're done. And I think weather today is going to be great. So way to go, Eagles. So Bald Eagle area, their graduation is tonight. Belfont, last day of school, is tomorrow. And their graduation ceremony is set for Saturday, not Friday, Saturday. I don't have anything here about a rain date. Maybe they're doing also what Penns Valley and State College are doing, that if they need to, they'll push it to Sunday. I don't know that. I couldn't find that information. So there we go. All the local schools are, and of course there's other, you know, smaller schools and so on. Everybody's wrapping up this week. Folks, it's the start of summer. Here we go. Woohoo! Yay! Has anybody else noticed this, or is it just me? All right, I'm out and about traveling, you're driving around and so on. I'm seeing a lot of deer roadkill lately. All right, Leo, by the side of the road. And I don't know, I've seen an uptick in the last few days, like, oh, there's one, oh, there's one. There's a lot of deer out there, folks, and they got plenty to chew on. So when you're out and about, I saw one very close to State College. It's not like, you know, State College is not, oh, deer don't come here. No, yes, they do. All right, backyards and so on. The farmers have been busy in recent days, probably doing a lot of hay mowing and hay baling. Now, where I live in Penns Valley, my wife and I have some acreage, and we have a local farmer who takes care of our field for us. We don't do anything fancy, nothing like that. He normally just has hay. And so a couple of days ago, there he was. He's mowing the hay down. And yesterday, of course, was a beautiful day. And he's out with his helper, kind of, I call it fluffing up the hay. So you kind of, you know, have a thresher and you kind of fluff it up. And then you have another machine that kind of puts it in nice, neat rows. You know, the cut hay is in nice, neat rows. And then here comes the baler. And the baler comes along and kind of scoops it up. And in this case, instead of rectangular bales, these are round bales. And so they were busy almost till, I think, dusk last night, maybe past dusk, baling the hay. And in his case, he then bags the bales, puts it in like white plastic. All right. And as they're doing this yesterday, I'm outside with my dog Domino. And out of nowhere, here's this fawn that shows up. We're talking a young deer, a little one, all by itself. And I'm thinking, where did that fawn come from? It's just literally this fawn pops out of nowhere. And I'm thinking, okay, they must have chased him out when they were, mowing the hay and so on. And my dog, roar, 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 he sees the fawn. He starts barking away. And I'm like, what are you barking at? Oh, my gosh, there's a fawn right there. Where'd you come from? And the fawn kind of skitters away into the tall grass, I'm assuming away from the hay balers. So there's a lot of deer. My observation, there's a lot of deer out there. Folks, so be careful in your travels. Just roadkill. I had a deer run into me. When was that? Back in March, I think it was. Caused a little minor damage to my vehicle. But watch out, folks. There's a lot of deer out there, and we got to avoid them. I've mentioned here before, and this is not to brag or anything. This is more to encourage other people.
I feel like here comes the brag.
No, there's no. Go ahead. I'm a regular blood donor, and I've been doing this for years. And Red Cross folks love me because I do what's called a Power Red donation. Instead of giving one pint, I give two.
Woo!
Now, if you give two pints normally, trust me, you're going to faint flat on the floor.
They keep trying to get me. There's a group that keeps trying to get me to give five pints every time. I'm like, oh, that doesn't seem
that
safe.
Would,
like, no, no, go ahead. No, go for it, guys. I'm like, well, that I think it's not going to end well for me. They're like, no, maybe 6 points. See if you can get no, 6 points out of them.
No.
But guys,
don't let them do that. Okay, that would be very bad.
I've been fighting them at every turn. Do I hear 7 points?
No.
Get out of here with that, please.
Don't do that. Otherwise, we're going straight to the morgue. All right, don't do that. No, they hook me up to a machine. I give 2 pints, and then they put 2 pints of plasma back in me. So I'm not short on fluid. I'm just short on red blood cells, which for a couple days kind of makes me, okay, no heavy lifting, put it that way. Now, they didn't used to do this in the old days, but they do it now. And I remember asking this years ago, you know, the people that help you and do stuff. I'm like, how do I know you guys are even using my blood? I mean, you take it away, and then that's the last I hear from you. And they're like, oh, that's a thought, yeah. So I'd like to lay claim for this idea. Red Cross, of course, has an app. Goodness, everybody has an app now. And you can kind of keep track. If you give a donation, you can keep track of what happens to the blood you've donated. It's been tested, it's been stored, and then it's been sent somewhere. Now, here we are. We're in central Pennsylvania, all right? And I'm told my blood type is a bit rare. Okay, whatever. I'm rare. As opposed to well done. All right, I'm rare. I get this message yesterday. Sir, your blood has been sent to a worthy location where it is needed. I'm like, well, good. That's the whole point. That's why I did a donation anyway. Apparently, my blood is in Sacramento, California.
Huh.
I'm like, what?
Hello, Sacramento.
Sacramento, California?
Huh.
What the heck? I mean, I would think my blood is in State College, or my blood is in Altoona, or Johnstown, or something. Sacramento, California. Now, I'm assuming it's being put to very good use. Now, why do I bring this up? There's no way my blood should be in Sacramento, California. It's out there because there is a shortage of blood donations, and the Red Cross is desperate for more people to donate blood. I mean, that is, I could use a stronger term than desperate. If my blood has to go 3,000 miles to help somebody, that tells me they don't have enough, that they don't have a choice. They got to bring blood from Pennsylvania to help somebody in California. Folks, that's just not the way it should be. All right? And so if you see announcements about blood drives and so on, hey, it takes an hour. That's all it is. Yes, there's the little needle stick, which stings for just a moment. That's it, a moment. And then you're fine. All right? There's no need to be afraid of needles or any of that stuff. Our neighbors, including apparently all the way over in California, need our donations. And so be on the lookout for those announcements from like the Red Cross. I mean, at Penn State, goodness, they do blood drives like all the time. Even now, like over the summer break, they still do them. All right? And if you can do a donation, do it. I mean, people out there need that, all right? Do it. And I tell you what, they are so desperate for donations right now. I think I've mentioned this before. It used to be you would just go and give a donation and that's it. Thank you very much for coming. Here, have some snacks. That was it. Now they're giving away gift cards, and these gift cards, the dollar amounts are getting higher and higher and higher. Usually these are either Amazon gift cards, or it's a gift card, like an electronic gift card to a long list of like restaurants and retailers and all that sort of stuff. You can choose what you want. Okay? So be on the lookout for that. I mean, I think I saw something. Now, when I did my last donation, which was a few weeks ago, I got a $20 gift card.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
All right, $20. It's gone up since then. I swear I saw something yesterday, $40 gift card.
Hey.
And all you have to do is give a blood donation. It takes an hour of your time. I'm trying to help out my friends from the Red Cross, because again, when I saw my blood going to Sacramento, California.
So if I do give the 5 pints, that's going to be 200. Oh man,
and
this is going to be.
Yes, and your wife will enjoy using it because you'll be dead. All right, so no, don't do that.
What?
Don't do that. All right, and finally, before we take a break, this is interesting. Now, I was communicating with someone recently, About something. And, you know, this is an email, okay?
No need to get bogged down in detail.
No. Just email, okay? And this person, you know, with an email at the bottom is their name. And underneath their name, they have this line. It said, the line said, 10 minutes of laughter equals 30 minutes of cardio. And I'm looking at this like, really? Seriously? I don't know.
I'm buying in.
10 minutes of laughter equals 30 minutes of cardio. Okay, and I'm thinking, no.
That sounds exactly right.
No, sorry.
So if I sit and laugh on the floor for 30 minutes, it's like I was at the gym for 90. Yes.
Oh, yes.
This is, I have a whole plan in place now. I'm just going to roll on the floor
and laugh. I hate to burst your bubble. All right?
No, I did you be quiet. This person would not put out false information.
Well,
I trust them.
Not,
you be quiet.
I wouldn't call it false information, just inaccurate.
Well, that would be false.
So I did a little research, okay?
You and your stupid research.
Hey, I'm a journalist. What can I say? Studies have shown, now this is true.
All right.
Studies have shown that laughing, like, ha, 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 like laughing, not giggling.
We had the concept.
We're talking belly laugh, like really having a good time. Laughing can burn between 10 and 40 calories in a 10 to 15 minute period. Now that is not 30
not
minutes
enough.
Of cardio, okay? Sorry. But
I have a really hearty laugh. So that's probably like 70, 80 calories.
Well, maybe that's true.
Maybe 90, 100 calories.
It does say depending on the intensity of the laughter.
Oh, I'm intense with my laugh.
And the weight of the individual.
I got some heft. I got some heft behind my laugh.
Okay. Yes, sir. Very nice.
Uh-huh. So I'm probably burning like 400 or 500 calories in a
every show.
Minutes.
Yes, yeah. Every show. You're
like
just
that's exactly what's
like
happening.
A weight loss plan.
That's
okay.
What I want to believe.
If you want to check this out for yourself, friends, go to achs.edu. achs.edu, and you'll see the information there about how laughter can help you burn calories. And so you can make that part of your regular exercise plan, which would probably just be a smart idea anyway. Now, keep listening to this program. We will help you burn calories.
There you go.
Because we're
that's what we do.
Because we're hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or some of the stuff we talk about, those guys are idiots. Ha, 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 ha. And see, you burn calories.
Well,
we're helping the local community.
Be more like
there we
it,
go.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Now, you can laugh during the break if you want. That's totally up to you. When we come back, we'll have some sports stuff, and then we have some open line time later on. We have some lighter stuff. We got some heavy stuff, and we have your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be burning more calories when we come back after this.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and everyone is invited to attend the Center County Helps Wrap-Up Party, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Celebrate the month-long awareness campaign at Wasson Farm in State College. Admission is free, and doors open at 5 p.m. with live music by Kevin Briggs, free ice cream, a vendor fair, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, plus a program of speakers and great stories beginning at 5:30. Join the fun at the Mental Health Awareness Month Wrap-Up Party this Wednesday at Wasson Farm.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time coming up, but this is the part of the program where we take a check of the sports scene, what with the station and all being a sports talk station. It, you know, just seems to kind of fit well with the overall structure of said station. State College boys lacrosse team falling to Shadyside Academy 11-9. It was a terrific game yesterday. This was in the opening round of the PIAA Triple A state playoffs. Johns Hopkins recruit James Rost scoring four goals for Shadyside, including two unassisted that broke an 8-8 tie and gave Shadyside its final margin of victory. Again, they go on and win at 11-9. Trey Combs and Luke Ladrido led state high in scoring with three goals apiece. Brody Downs had 10 saves in goal for State College. The Little Lions wrap up the season with a record of 16-4. The State College girls lacrosse team also losing a 15-10 battle to Pine Richland in the opening round of the PIAA AAA state tournament in action yesterday. Like the boys, the girls had a one-goal lead at halftime. An eight-goal third quarter, though, propelled the Rams to the victory as they turned a one-goal deficit at the half into a five-goal victory. Macy Mitchell and Ella Tambroni each scoring the hat trick to lead State College. State High closes its campaign with a record of 14-6. And in the PIAA AAA boys volleyball tournament, Penn Trafford swept State College 3-0. Penn Trafford winning 25-16, 25-21, and 25-19. State High was missing a valuable piece, an outside hitter, Carter Waite. The Ohio State recruit was out with a back injury for last night's match. State College wraps up its season with a 9-6 record. Penn State football, multiple reports saying that the Nittany Lions getting a class of 2026 recruit, three-star offensive lineman Benjamin Izuka, has committed to the Nittany Lions. The Michigan native stands at 6'3" tall, 290 pounds. He is rated as the 11th best player in Michigan by 247's composite rankings. He's also the 65th best inside lineman nationally, according to those composite rankings. He was named the captain at Detroit Catholic Central, where he was also All-State in wrestling. So you know the guy is legit. The lineman's commitment puts Penn State's 2026 recruiting class at fourth best in the nation, according to the composite rankings from 247 Sports. Penn State also hiring former Villanova special teams coordinator and safeties coach Matthew Colangelo as a special teams analyst with the program. The hiring following the departure of assistant special teams coordinator Keith Bruno. Colangelo had been with Villanova, which of course will be an opponent for Penn State in the upcoming season, for the past six seasons. Before that, he also was a safeties coach at both Holy Cross and at Yale. Also, big doings coming your way at the Penn State campus starting tomorrow. The Special Olympics returns here, Pennsylvania Special Olympics. This will be the 55th annual Special Olympics Summer Games in Pennsylvania. The events will run tomorrow through Saturday. If you have never been up, I cannot encourage you enough. You want to just put a little extra spring in your step. You want to just feel good about life. Head on up. Check out the competition. Root on the athletes. If you have some time and you're willing to volunteer, you don't need to know anything about sports. You just need to know a little something about human interaction. And it is a wonderful opportunity. If you have some time and you have a chance, go up and at the very least root some athletes on at the various venues. But if you're able to take a little time and volunteer for some of the competitions, and again, there's all kinds of different, if you are a little more expert in your sports knowledge and you're willing to do like scoring for basketball or different things, that's wonderful. They need those spots too. But they also need people running water to the various venues, just all kinds of things. You don't need to know anything about sports. They'll assign you duties that you are comfortable with. And again, you can volunteer for as long or as short of a period of time. Probably need to be up there, you know, at least an hour or two to make it worthwhile. But those opportunities are there over the course of the weekend. Over 2,000 athletes will be competing. About 800 coaches or so will be on the University Park campus helping those athletes. There will be aquatics, athletics, basketball, equestrian, tennis, and gymnastics competitions. The opening ceremonies, there will be competition throughout the day tomorrow, but then the opening ceremonies will be tomorrow night. That is really spectacular. That'll be at 7:15 at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And there is just a lot going on around that. That is a great time. If you have the opportunity, again, head on up and enjoy the Special Olympics Summer Games once again on the Penn State campus tomorrow through Saturday. Paul Skeens pitched another masterpiece for the Pirates, he did, giving up just one solo home run in eight innings of work. He allowed just three hits, one walk, eight strikeouts, and yep, that one earned run. And, well, he lost the game because, you know, it's the Pirates. They lost to the Astros 3-0. Good God, guys. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had two hits in the loss. Game two of that three-game series at PNC Park is set for tonight at 6:40 with our time at 6:15 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. You know, it almost feels like they're not taking full advantage of the opportunity of having a generational talent like Paul Skenes on that pitching staff. The Phillies snapped a four-game losing skid with an 8-3 victory over the Blue Jays in Toronto last night. Philadelphia coming out of the gate strong. They put up 6 runs in the top of the first and kind of coasted from there. Trey Turner went 3-for-5 with 3 RBI. Bryce Harper back in the lineup last night. In his return, he had a hit, drew a couple of walks, and did drive in a run. Christopher Sanchez giving up 1 earned run over 6 innings to get the victory on the bump for Philadelphia. The series will resume tonight at 7:07 in Toronto. And, speaking of baseball, Penn State women's volleyball head coach Katie Schumacher-Colley will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch at the Chicago White Sox game as they take on the Kansas City Royals on June 8th. That'll be at Wright Field. The Chicago native returning to her hometown for the first time since she won the NCAA National Championship as the head coach of the Nittany Lions this past season. Pretty cool opportunity. Be curious to see how she does and what that experience is like for her once she gets back.
Get it over the plate.
And, of course, the big news, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
Here we go.
Well, we're still waiting.
Oh.
There's actually no news. We're just another day where we don't know whether or not he might be coming to the Steelers or not. It's hard to tell. Just seems to go on and on and on and on.
Yeah, this is getting a little weird, though.
And because we have to create controversy wherever we can.
Oh.
Steelers legend Rocky Blyer presented President Trump with a Steelers jersey with the number 47 on it during a rally in Western Pennsylvania last week. Several fans emailed the Steelers angry. Oh, I'm so angry. Why would you give President Trump a jersey? Oh, you've ruined my life. I can't root for a team that hands a jersey to the President of the United States. Again, I was not a big fan of several presidents over the years. I've got to tell you, I couldn't have cared less whether the Steelers at a rally or any of my teams gave a jersey to a president that I didn't care for.
It's a shirt.
It is a gesture. It is insane. The Steelers felt they had to respond to this, and they said it was not approved by the team ahead of time, and they didn't know anything about it. Rocky Blyer presented the
just did it on his own.
Okay. What does it matter? Like, honest to God,
if
this is what's actually
it's a shirt
spurring you to action, I just suggest maybe, you know, decaf.
I mean,
decaf might be the way to go.
Joe Biden got a bunch of shirts from sports teams. Okay,
wait a second.
What?
They were giving jerseys to Biden?
Yes.
Well, now that is outrageous.
Okay. You're part of the problem.
Honestly.
It's a shirt.
If you just stop for a second. Just pause for a moment. Then again, I get worked up on politics, too. I get passionate about my sports teams, too. Rocky Blyer handing Donald Trump a jersey affects anybody else. How?
How?
It does not. Look at this. This isn't.
It's a shirt.
Folks.
It's a shirt.
Just get a grip. Move on with your life.
Some people are just
going to be
consumed by politics. Okay. Don't fall into that trap. Just don't do it, all right?
Just seems like a little much. And it's National Cognac Day.
What's that got
enjoy
to do with sports?
National Cognac.
Oh.
Have you been watching the Pirates? You need as much cognac as possible. That's what it has to do with sports. And you have a legitimate reason to be downing the cognac before tonight's Pirates-Astros game.
I'm burning calories here.
Because it is national. Cognac Day.
National Cognac Day. Mm. Wow.
And it's Mackenzie Ziegler's birthday. Happy birthday, Mackenzie.
Okay. See, now, of course, once again, you missed the Orioles score.
Huh.
Orioles out in the West Coast where they beat the Mariners 5-1. Colton Cowser has been on the 60-day DL.
Yeah.
He came off the DL yesterday finally and hit a home run.
There you go.
My Orioles have won 7 of their last 9. The pitching, oh please, the pitching seems to be firming up finally. So they're playing the Mariners and the A's, wherever the A's are playing. I don't even know where that is.
The Pirates pitching has been pretty, the starting pitching has been pretty firm. That's where we're similar to your Orioles. And that's about it.
My Orioles can score runs. Your team has trouble scoring runs.
Well, listen, the Pirates have won 1 of their last 4.
Okay.
So it's not like...
Now, my Orioles still have a hole to dig out of, but they won 7 of 9, so the things are looking good. I mentioned that I did the Penns Valley Athletic Awards event last night, which was fun. Get home, turn on the TV, and here is the U.S. soccer women's national team playing a friendly, what they call just like not an exhibition game.
Well, Pirates have won 2 of their last 4. What was I saying?
Oh.
Yeah, they're
get that right.
Ball,
that's
baby.
Important.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
So the U.S. women's national team playing Jamaica last night in St. Louis. Not even close. The U.S. team won 4-0. Of particular note, Penn Staters, Sam Coffey, is becoming a key player with the women's national team.
Yep.
She's doing great things as a midfielder set up. In fact, I get home, I turn on the TV, and the U.S. had just scored. All right, it was 2-0, and Sam Coffey helped to set up the score. I'm like, oh, cool, all right. And Carrie Abello was just called up recently. She's a Penn Stater, and she played the entire game, defensive line, left wing. And so it was kind of cool to see the two of them, like, yeah, Jeffrey Field, yeah, okay. To see the two of them playing for the women's national team. That's really awesome. And finally, I think I have another reason why the NBA just doesn't do it for me.
Not doing it.
All right?
I'll be darned.
Yesterday, the New York Knicks fired their head coach, Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Now, if you follow the NBA, just last week, the Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, they fell short. They lost to Indiana. But still, when you get to the conference finals, that's like the Final Four, that's really good. All right?
Not good enough.
And the Knicks were good last season. And frankly, the Knicks haven't done much since before that. And so you reward your coach by firing him yesterday. Can you, all right, you follow this stuff closer than I do. Can you explain, how do you fire the coach when you get to the Final Four?
That's because the front office is insane.
Oh, is
any other questions this morning?
Okay. I mean, that's nuts.
That is, it's
insane. Now, that's right up there with some of you. Well, James Franklin has won a championship. They got to the Final Four last year, of
folks,
sorts.
I am not kidding.
Come on.
When I tell you there are people in Columbus, Ryan Day won the national championship. The Buckeyes are the reigning national champions, the ultimate pinnacle of their sport. And there are people, well, yeah, but you lost to Michigan again. We need to move on. Like, this guy can't beat Michigan. Okay.
That's nuts.
Folks. So, yeah, people are, fans are allowed to be bonkers. The front office, you'd like to think maybe not insane. But in this particular case, I think insane.
I mean, I'm clueless how you fire this guy. You just had
the Knicks front office is clueless.
You just had a great season, and you're building, you're gathering momentum, and you fire the head coach. It's just like, now, Tom Thibodeau won't have any problem finding another job, assuming he wants one. All right, some other team will pick him up, probably in a heartbeat. It's like, what the? I don't understand. Another reason that the NBA, I'm sorry, no time.
Forget about it.
No time for it. So,
also, we do have the time and location now for the Bald Eagle Area softball game tomorrow. This will be PIAA AAA quarterfinal action. So Bald Eagle Area is three wins away from winning a state championship. And if that happens, I don't think the Eagles will fire head coach Don Lewis.
I think he's Lukey, safe. You're fine, Lukey.
I think he's safe regardless. Yeah. Bald Eagle Area and St. Mary's tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Dubois. So we will have complete coverage of that game, thanks to the Browns, once again tomorrow, and that coverage again will be again at 3 o'clock, so we'll have a bit of an abbreviated Goon and Ironhead show tomorrow. So we'll have the Goon and Ironhead show from 2 to 3, and then at 3 o'clock, again, it'll be Bald Eagle Area versus St. Mary's, 3 o'clock start at Heindel Field in Dubois, and if the Bald Eagle Area squad wins, they go into the semifinals on Monday, and we would have that game for you as well. And then if they win that, they're right here at Penn State. Nittany Lions Softball Park, the state championship game for AAA would be a week from Friday at 1:30 at the Nittany Lions Softball Park. So good luck to Bald Eagle Area again. We'll have that game for you tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, Bald Eagle Area versus St. Mary's. Today, after our program, we'll have the Dan Patrick Show rolling your way from 10 to noon. And then from noon to 2, it'll be Joe Ludnowski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. From 2 to 3, we'll check in with Colin Cowherd and Fox Sports. From 3 to 4, it'll be Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show. At 4 o'clock, we'll join Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. And at 6 o'clock, we're back to Fox Sports for a brief 15-minute period, and then we join
the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, the Pirates! Can you believe it? We have Pirates baseball here for you on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Game 2 of that series with the Astros. Here we go. We're starting to roll, starting tonight. Now that we got that Skeens guy out of the way, now we can go win some games. Oh,
and the Cleveland Browns are doing the softball game tomorrow, did you say? You said the Browns are doing the game? Or
yeah, that would be interesting.
Cleveland Browns.
Let's get Cleveland in here. I got a word or two I'd like to have with a couple of those.
All right, let's take a break. We're burning more calories. Uh-huh. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll repeat it and when we come back, all right? Meanwhile, we have open line time. Interesting things to talk about, and hopefully maybe you have something too. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, we'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Les Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox makes you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
The 36th Annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. Darn nice looking Wednesday at that. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, we have updated our schedule on our website, 987thefox.info. Tomorrow, PIAA softball action again, Baldy Galeria and St. Mary's from DuBois. That's about between the two. 3 o'clock start, right? 3 p.m.?
Correct.
All right.
3 p.m.
All right, couple hours there. And then
it could vary a little bit. There'll be the second game there, and the first one, I think, I forget now if it starts at 1 or I think it has to be 1. Because they would have, yeah. So, chance it would be a little after 3, depending on how long. I think it's Susquehanna and Sharon that square off in the first game at 1. So, depending on the timing of that one, but scheduled for a 3 o'clock start. Should be pretty close to that.
That's about right.
With Todd and Norm tomorrow.
Sharon's over by the Ohio border. Susquehanna is just north of Harrisburg. Yeah, Dubois would be roughly in the middle of those two. So there we go. So that's tomorrow. Again, good luck, Eagles. Don Lucas is a longtime friend of mine. I would love to see the Eagles find a way to win the whole shebang, but they've got to win three games to do it, or three more games to do it.
On paper, I think this is a pretty even matchup. St. Mary's, I think now is 18-3 on the season. Baldy Galeria is 20-3 now on the year. So, and I think they've faced comparable competition. So. Should be a good game. Should be a fun one. I think Baldy Galeria, their defense has been sensational. Obviously, Sierra Albright's a terrific pitcher. They certainly have a chance to do some damage moving forward. But St. Mary's has a pretty legit team here in its own right, and a very good pitcher as well. So, yeah, we'll see. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, join Todd and Norm Brown for the coverage of said game.
No, we were kidding about the Cleveland Browns. Okay, they're not doing the game.
Yeah, although it'd be interesting to bring them in. I don't think Todd would be happy.
They would be the humorous version, like they do. What do they do?
I don't like those.
NFL brands. Games, they do Nickelodeon versions or something goofiness. That would be the Cleveland Browns version. Mm-hmm. So, no, don't listen to that one. Listen to us tomorrow afternoon. That'll work. All right, open line time. Anything you like. We've got some things. Maybe you've got some things. 814-954-7266. Now, we're going to have an interesting guest tomorrow, interesting topic tomorrow that I encountered recently. This whole, you know, the new road, Bowlesburg to Potter's Mills, millions and millions of dollars. Years of work, yes, some people being affected, like farmers and stuff that live in this stretch where PennDOT wants to put this road. Not everybody is in favor of this road, including somebody that I came across recently who has put together something called Center County Highway Revolt. And the idea from this group, and one thing I want to find out tomorrow, is this a group or is this just our guest? I'm not sure. But there is a website. You can search for it. Center County Highway Revolt. All right. Now, right off the bat, I'm going to say to our guest tomorrow, that's an interesting title. Okay. And he's very much interested in trains. We should have light rail trains that somehow that would solve all of the transportation problems. And so I saw this recently. I thought, okay. So I reached out to him. Scheduled, going to join us tomorrow. John Gardner is his name. I've already told him I like trains, but I disagree with your point of view. Just letting you know that in advance. All right, that's cool. So we're going to have an interesting chat with him during tomorrow's program. So, you know, tune in for that one, all right? Now, you had this yesterday, and there's a number of stories out there. I think Center Daily Times has a version. I'm assuming statecollege.com has a version, some other versions. Recently, the other day, Penn State had to publicly put out the salaries of employees. Now, not, I don't think all employees, but highly paid employees. Okay. And there was like a top 10 list, and there's one version has a top 200 list. The 200 highest paid Penn State employees. All right. And yes, we know that football coach James Franklin's at the top of the list by a mile. All right. When you talk about his, now what's interesting, if you've seen or haven't seen these stories, okay, if I understand this correctly, Coach Franklin's base salary, his base salary is $500,000 a year. Now, if you look at the list, it says, I believe it's $8.5 million a year. You're like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. How do you get from one to the other? Well, incentives, bonuses, you know, obviously depending on how the team does and all this other, you know, other things that get kind of worked in there. All right. So, but I read the top 200 list. Somebody compiled a table. top 200 list, and it says on there, well, Coach Franklin's actually down this list because this is only base salary. And his base salary is only, only $500,000 a year. And yes, there are a lot of Penn State employees who make more than that. And so it's kind of enlightening. I mean, you can, first off, you can go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the news contacts page. We have a whole page of just links to news contacts from the around here and the region and so on. You can go there, click on a link, jump right to it, okay? So you can search this out for yourself, okay? But it's just interesting. I guess a question I have is, would it make you uncomfortable if whatever job you have, whatever it is, okay, would it make you uncomfortable to have your salary published for everybody to see? Would that make you uncomfortable? Mr. Ironhead, would that make you uncomfortable to somebody publishes, here's how much Jeff Byers makes every year, and everybody gets a chance to see it?
Just make me depressed. Give everybody else a chance to burn some calories.
Yeah, actually, I would be on the depression list right there with you. Maybe most of us would be on the depression list, right? But I mean, here it is. It's all these names. I'm thinking, okay, yeah. I understand public university, you know, of transparency, blah blah blah. I get it, but still, if my name's on this list, I'm like, wow, I don't want that there.
Yeah, I think most people would prefer, not to have their financial information, regardless of what it is. It's just that that feels like it should be private information to the individual. I understand and agree with the right to know in this particular case with the public monies involved, but yeah, I would not be jumping up and down over the idea of everybody knowing.
Not a fan. Anyway.
No, but again, you kind of, it comes with the territory.
Really?
Okay. It does.
All right. Let's take a call.
Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Scott.
Howdy.
Jeff, it's nothing to be ashamed of being seventh on the list.
Well, you know, we do what we can. We do what we can.
Is that seventh from the bottom, or how does that
work?
That
would be correct.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there we go. I got to tell you something. Somebody would publish my salary in something like that. Everybody that knows me would say, how the hell does that guy live?
I think it would be much the same.
We'd be right there with you.
Yeah, with Scott. Yeah. So we do what we can.
I have one wrestling question. Jeff, I understand that, and I don't even be honest with you, I'm embarrassed to admit this, I don't know who the Penn State wrestler is, but somebody's wrestling Yanni in this world thing or something.
Yep.
Any chance he can beat Yanni?
Yeah. There's always a chance. I mean, Yanni, the experience factor, and P.J. Duke is the incoming recruit for Penn State that'll face Yanni Diakomihalis, formerly of Cornell. And, you know, the interesting thing about it, P.J. is from New York as well. Yanni is a New York, he's a USA wrestling legend at this point, but, I mean, he was very well known, very well respected in New York even before his astounding collegiate career. And he is one of the guys that P.J. Duke looked up to. And there's actually a really kind of funny interview with Yanni. I think it's on Flow Wrestling where he talks about that relationship. And P.J., I think Yanni was at Cornell, and P.J. was maybe like in middle school, and came over to and worked out with Yanni a little bit, and Yanni was like, oh, this kid's, there's something there for sure. It's just an interesting story. So they have a bit of a relationship. Is there a chance? Sure, there's a chance. You know, anytime you're wrestling, there's a chance that you can catch somebody. Certainly, Diakima Hollis is rightfully favored. It kind of similar to me to the Luke Lilladol and Spencer Lee match. It's just, man, what a great opportunity and great experience to get a feel for some of the best in the world for those guys. And regardless of the outcome, I think it's just going to help them continue to become better wrestlers as they move forward with their respective careers. So, is there a chance? Yes. Are you necessarily, am I necessarily expecting, you know, we're just going to get the big wins galore? No, but again, that's kind of the fun of the sport is hey, let's go out and see and measure yourself with where you're at right now against two of the all-time greats.
Hard to imagine that Penn State wrestling room at large has got, what, like 50% of the wrestlers in these tournaments?
Well, yeah, I mean, if they want, they would right now comprise 7 of the 10 spots on the under-23 world team and 5 of the 10 spots on the under-20 world team. So, yeah, 12 of the 20 spots with those two teams would belong to current or soon-to-be Nittany Lion wrestlers.
Amazing.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I don't... So you're saying, once again, Jeff, as you predicted last year, accurately so, we had a top-5 team last year, and there's no reason not to expect that again.
Yeah, I think top 10 for sure. I'm a little hesitant to go top 5, but top 10 I think I feel very comfortable with.
Well, I'd say you got a pretty good chance. When a friend of mine said one time that knows quite a bit about the sport, and he was being dead serious, he said, if you took the Penn State wrestling room versus any other single site in the world and comprised a team, they couldn't be beaten as a team.
I think right now that is very true. It is. I don't think we've ever seen a collection of talent like what Penn State and the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club have right now in one location. In fact, I don't know that there's been anything all that close to what has been assembled right now at Rec Hall.
So I should go ahead and take my yard sign down that says to get rid of Cale Sanderson?
You know, I would say, yeah, let's hold off on that for a while. Burn it.
Okay.
Well, burn it.
Yeah, well, you know, I noticed I'm over here in town. I looked in the general direction of my house over in Stone Valley, and I see some smoke, so I'm not certain what that is. But I don't know if I want to know.
Okay.
Possibly not. Hey, thank you for the call.
Have a good one.
Hope everybody stays safe.
Yeah, stay safe. But go ahead and burn that sign that you were talking. You don't need that sign, all right? All right, let's take a break so we don't get too crazy off our schedule. We come back a little bit more about this salary thing, because there's one thing when I check this out that's just glaring, and I don't know if I'm happy about it or not. All right, I'll let you guess what I'm thinking about, all right? And we've got some other stuff as well, and your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Let's take a break right here, and we will come back right after this.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and everyone is invited to attend the Center County Helps Wrap-Up Party, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Celebrate the month-long awareness campaign at Wasson Farm in State College. Admission is free, and doors open at 5 p.m. with live music by Kevin Briggs, free ice cream, a vendor fair, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, plus a program of speakers and great stories beginning at 5:30. Join the fun at the Mental Health Awareness Month Wrap-Up Party this Wednesday at Wasson Farm.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember Pamp for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. Pamp has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and we have open phone time at 814-954-7266. If there's anything weighing on your mind that you want to get off of your chest, let us know about. That's fine. If there's just an upcoming event that, hey, man, it'd be fun to promote that, let people know what's happening. That'd be a wonderful use of the airwaves. If you've attended something, you've gone somewhere recently, and it's like, man, that was just such a great experience. I want to let people know about that. That would be fine as well. We are open to hearing whatever you would like to discuss. 814-954-7266. 7266.
And again, we enjoy laughing and burning calories.
Well, yeah. It's,
right. So
it's
good laughter burns calories.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got something good, keep it clean. All right. Tune in. Call in.
Yesterday's program, toward the end, there was something unrelated to what I'm going to talk about here, but you said the word fine, and it might have even been, I don't even remember how it came up, it might have been that somebody was being fined for something, whatever it was. It just reminded me, though. I heard the word, and I'm like, oh, I got to bring this up. And this is an example of many things that can sometimes be difficult in the world we live in now, where a lot of our communication is not verbal and is not face-to-face. And for some of us, like me, it is really hard sometimes to, because I don't know if anybody has picked up on this, but occasionally, rarely, but every now and then, I can be a little sarcastic. And
no,
it has happened a couple of times over
really?
The years.
Wow.
And sarcasm does not always come through real well in like an email or a text. Sometimes people are like, that jerk.
Yes.
Well, no, that was me being, remember how I'm funny and I like to
burn calories.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was an example the other day, and it has been kind of making me chuckle since, and I've had some fun with it with my wife. But my wife was, and I'm sure she'll be thrilled that I'm sharing this on the air, but she was texting with somebody else and just checking on whether something could occur. Hey, could we make these plans? And the person wrote back, fine. Now, we talked to and Marissa's like, I think this person doesn't want to do this. I'm like, well, it's hard to, like, I don't know if that's, yeah, fine, or fine. Like, it's hard to, like, and there's a difference there for sure.
Yes.
And Marissa was reading it as, fine. And I'm like, I don't know. When we met up with the person, like, well, no, that's fine. That's great. That's what I was trying to say. She gets irritated with me because I am really big. I one of the things that I find advantageous about texting is you can be brief. And so one of my go-tos, somebody's like, hey, dude, can we meet up here? Or can you get this covered? Or can you? And I'm like, yep, thumbs up. I just hit the thumbs up.
Yes, you do.
It drives Marissa bonkers. She's like,
really?
What does, like, you can't take the time to type okay? I'm like, well, it means the same thing, and it's just one. Like, she wants me to write a sentence, and I'm like, well, but the sentence would have the same, like, thumbs up means, yeah, we're all good. Like, that's, It's doing the same thing, and I'm not having to spend any more time than just hitting the
thumb button or whatever.
Yeah, and but she doesn't like it. She's like, no, I don't. So I try. Everybody else, I'm like, yep, thumbs up. Good. Sounds great. With her, I'm like, I write out, sounds great. And then send that, because I'm like, well, that just, it took a little
extra time.
Takes
more time, okay, yeah.
And, but for some reason, the thumbs up just, it she does not like it when I do the thumbs up. But the fine was, it's like, well, no, it was, I wasn't, she interpreted, man, they're just being a little short, and I'm like, fine is one of those, that really, you need the context, and you need to see the person's face and hear the words. Like, just seeing it on a text, it's like, I don't know how to interpret that. And there's a bunch of others, but fine. Fine. Hey, fine. Fine. That's, great. Yeah. Well, man, looking at the text, it's like, huh, I don't know. Like, are we actually good there, or am I, like, they let me know that they're annoyed? It's just one of the difficulties with the way we communicate often these days via text messages or emails. It's like a lot of that stuff is hard. And again, I've had a bunch of messages where it's like, you know, hey, if you didn't want to do it, well, no, of course I want to do it. No, that was me. Remember, I'm the smart aleck. It's a sarcasm. Like, you need to read it like this. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, so, one of my favorite.
I run into that a good bit with
one of my favorite words is wonderful.
Wonderful. Much like fine.
Now, that could be wonderful. Like, you just got some good news.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Normally, I use it when it's not so good news.
Yeah.
And if I'm speaking it, it would be wonderful. And so
that's
I used that in a text just the other day.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me something that was not exactly great, and I'm like, oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And now that you mention it, I'm hoping the person at the other end of the line, like, okay, Scott's not happy about this. Wonderful. All right. Yeah, there's a bunch of words probably that fit in that realm.
Yep.
So, yeah, texting is great. Brief is great. Sometimes, now, thumbs up, I don't get that one. Thumbs up is supposed to be good.
I don't always get it either.
It's always good.
I didn't know it bothered her. And like, it came out over time. She's like, yeah, he just, I'm like, well, I thought that was a good, like, I'm, yeah, yeah, hey.
And thumbs down would be bad.
She wants words. okay, but well, this is just, it's meaning the
same
thing.
Some people need words.
Now, me being me, I haven't done this, but what I almost did the first time, and then I thought to myself, you want to stay not locked out of the house.
Yeah.
So let's not do, but I was going to type thumbs up. THUMBS. And then exclamation point. And then, but I'm like, no, that's it. Instead, I wrote, yeah, sounds great, honey. Fine.
As your marriage counselor, do not type thumbs up.
I am not typing thumbs up.
That would be really bad.
Okay,
don't do that.
Anyway. Thought that crossed my mind, and then I thought better of it.
814-954-7266. Now, friends, we're an audio medium here, so you're going to have to use words. Thumbs up is, now if you call in and say, thumbs up, we're just going to hang up on you or something. All right. There we go.
Let me go back. That could become the, our version of, Rush Limbaugh's ditto. Yeah. You give us the thumbs up.
Oh.
Hey, thumbs up, guy.
Okay.
That could become our.
That's a throwback. Yeah. That's a possibility. All right. Yeah. I like that one. That's pretty good.
Although thumbs up heads doesn't really have quite the same. I will have to work on that.
Thumb heads. No, that would be bad. Let me go back to the Penn State salaries thing.
Yeah.
All right. Before we take another break a little bit here. You had to dig a little deep into this to really, I mean, it's strangely fascinating, and it's not, oh, how much did that person make? Not that part. All right.
Well,
now,
although that was
my original question in the last segment was, would you feel uncomfortable if you have a job, whatever it is you're making was published for everybody to see? I think the great giant majority of us would say yes. I would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Either because, frankly, you don't make a lot of money, and somehow there it is, or the opposite, you're making more money than most people realize you're making, and suddenly, there it is for the whole world to see. Whoa! So again, Penn State has to do this, right-to-know law and all that sort of stuff. The information, this just came out this week, the information is actually for fiscal year 24. So the information, if you've seen some stories, there's multiple versions out there, is actually year-old information. It's from a year ago. So right off the bat, the numbers probably are not accurate. Sometimes on this list, there are some people that actually are no longer with Penn State. All right, they've gone elsewhere, or they got a job someplace else, or something like that. So they're on the 24 list. They would not be on the 25 list. Yeah, okay. But the most interesting thing is, and I'm looking at the Center Daily Times version of this, somebody put together a table of the top 200 earners at Penn State. And there were two things that jumped out at me when I looked at this list. Now, number one, we mentioned that, all right, Coach James Franklin, football coach, lots of publicity, big salary. With all of his stuff thrown in, he has a big salary.
Yep.
It's over $8 million a year. Like, whoa, that's a lot of money. But his base salary, take all the extra incentives, bonuses, whatever, take it all out, he makes $500,000 a year. That's it. Okay, that's it. I'd love to make $500,000 a year. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. On the top 200 list, this is interesting. You want to take a guess? All right, let's play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. On the top 200 list, at that base salary of $500,000, where is Coach Franklin on that list from 1 to 200?
Oh,
this is the fascinating part of this story for me. Take a guess. Somewhere between 1 and 200.
25th.
No. Keep going.
50th.
Keep going.
75th.
Keep going.
125.
Keep going.
Wow. 150.
Okay, too high.
142.
You're close. 144. Mm. So at base salary, Coach Franklin has the 144th highest salary of Penn State employees. Did you know that? Now, you mentioned, might have been yesterday when you first brought this up, you know, people, oh, he's getting paid too much money. Oh, it's outrage. Forgetting the part about 110,000 people showing up at every Penn State home football game and TV contracts and all that other extra money stuff. The great publicity that football does to bring students to this university.
Are you sure about the base salary being 500?
I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at the list right here. $500,000 base salary. I'm looking right at this table. Number 144, James Franklin, head football coach, $500,000. Right there it is. So I'm assuming this is from this report, all right, this Right to Know report. He's number 144 on the list. Now, here's what's interesting. You're thinking, okay, wait a minute. If he's 144th, who on earth is in front of him? If you look at this, if you take the time to look at this list, not all of them, but virtually every person on this list, top 200 for Penn State, not all of them, but the gigantic majority of them are Penn State health people. People connected with Penn State Health, Hershey Medical Center, the different, you know, gosh, they're all over the place, Penn State Health offices and stuff, okay? I mean, that was the stunning part of this to me. I mean, just physicians for this, physicians for this, physicians for that, physician specialty services, physician for cardiology, physician for vascular surgery, physician for plastic surgery, physician for minimally invasive surgery. I've never even heard of that. The chair of neurology, heart and vascular, plastic surgery, pain medicine, anesthesiology, words I can't even pronounce. All right, these folks, now, these are the people probably feeling squeamish this week, like, God, everybody knows what I'm making now. And we talk about, all right, now this is a personal pet peeve, all right? We talk about the high cost of health care in this country, which is borderline outrageous. It is outrageous. It's insane, all right? Health insurance and costs and just, it's nuts. Crazy, crazy stuff. Well, you want to know a reason why that's happening? I'm sorry. Take a look at the Penn State top 200 list, and you'll get an idea why we have such a problem. I was stunned looking at this list like, are you kidding? Look at all these people. Look at the money they're making. Whoa. $500,000 is number 144 on this list. Okay. Now, is it that way? It's, you know, this is Penn State Health we're talking about. What about all these other, you know, UPMC, that's Pitt, Medical Center. What about, I mean, there's all these health companies that are out there now. You've got to believe they all have similar salary structures, okay? You want to know why your health care and your health insurance costs so much money? There it is. I mean, I was stunned when I saw this list. And I'm going through it. I'm like, who are these people? I'm thinking, are there people over here, you like on campus, and they're making gobs and gobs and gobs of money? Nope. Virtually everybody on this list is with Penn State Health. I just, okay, that explains it. There it is. That's why healthcare is ridiculously, outrageously expensive in this country. There it is. Now, what do you do about that? I have no idea. All right? I have no clue. You know, we talk about all the price pressures in Washington and the budget. We talk about Medicare and Medicaid and all this other stuff. You know, and it takes a lot of money, a lot of our tax money to pay for this stuff. Well, why is that? Take a look at the Penn State top 200 salary list. There it is. That's it. There it is. All right. As an example, it's not them alone, of course. Again, UPMC and Geisinger and probably Penn Highlands. I'm trying to think of the folks around here and so on. And if you go elsewhere, United Health and Aetna, and I can't remember the names of all these different companies. And I'm sure nobody there is working for a pittance. They're doing the opposite. They're making, I would almost say, obscene amounts of money. Like, whoa. So we'll take our break right here, but I mean, that's something to digest. And it might make you angry. It didn't make me angry. Yeah, it did a little bit. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? And I'm going like, come on, there's got to be other Penn State employees on this thing. Okay, well, there's one. There's the chief information officer. Okay. But then it's health, 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 health. Just one after another. And they're making gobs of dough. Whew. Then we got the Ironhead and me. Well, let's take that break because we don't want to go there.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, if you have a thought, when we come back, call in. I've got some other stuff, but, you know, just there's the reasons. Like, you're paying them how much money? Whew. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. I'm going to go take a breather and burn some calories. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Bellefonte Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Bellefonte, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BellefonteCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pools.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
This summer, Les Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Bellefonte Cruise in downtown Bellefonte. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIMP, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The State College Spikes 2025 season is just around the corner. The 40-game regular season home slate runs Friday, June 6th through August 28th and features three great bobbleheads honoring Paul Posluszny, Katie Schumacher Colley, and Guy Gadowski. Three Bark in the Park nights, ELGSES night on August 23rd. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment here in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and everyone is invited to attend the Center County Helps Wrap-Up Party Wednesday at 5 p.m. Celebrate the month-long awareness campaign at Wasson Farm in State College. Admission is free, and doors open at 5 p.m. with live music by Kevin Briggs, free ice cream, a vendor fair, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, plus a program of speakers and great stories beginning at 5:30. Join the fun at the Mental Health Awareness Month Wrap-Up Party this Wednesday at Wasson Farm.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Rocking and rolling here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. It's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We love hearing from you at 814-954-7266 if you wish to join said program.
All right, now here's something we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Well, let's take the call first. Something we talked about a couple of weeks ago starts tomorrow, but let's take our call first.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Beautiful day.
It's
I don't have the air conditioner on yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
Got the tail end of that conversation. I guess it's salaries, and a good chunk of that upper salary is dominated by those folks managing our health care, Penn State folks. And then you said, please digest this news. So I'm feeding off the digest part. Okay. So I've put off gone to the doctor for 10 years almost. Five of those years were in around COVID. I just refused to put a mask on knowing that I didn't have a cold and this, that, and other. So I finally went in. I had some stomach upset, chronic, a little bit of pain. And you just get hit over the head, well, you're this age, you're this body weight, you're this demographic, so you gotta, did you get the vaccine? Did you get the shot? Did you get this, that? Did you get this test? Did you get that test? I said, look, I got a belly ache. So they were hitting me over the head with like 10 things. Fortunately for me, I didn't do any of them. And here recently, I do know I suffer chronic seasonal allergies, and from time to time, one of those seasons results in sinus infection. So it's a no-brainer. Called up my ear, nose, throat guy. Wrote the prescription. Can't say my sinuses are feeling a whole lot better, but my guts have improved. So, yep, I had a stomach infection. Yeah. And just think of all the money I saved.
Yeah.
Saved society. But, yeah, I'm just wondering, those folks that are managing our health care, I guess they have to compete in order for us to bring them to the Penn State family. I guess we have to compete against the for-profit health care facilities around the country. Maybe that's why they get paid so much.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sure the salaries are all comparable, and they're all ridiculous, one man's opinion, ridiculously high. And
right.
So they're all the, you know, if you will, they're all the same, roughly.
And yeah, I can see the shift. Just spoke to a guy the other day. He shifted out of what we call the traditional physician, which are now employed by big corporations. They're not, you know, they're not individually owned anymore.
Yep.
And the folks who used to have that type of business now have shifted to preventative care. And that's, I guess, if I'm going to spend money, I guess I'm going to work with these health, the folks that are trying to prevent me from getting sick. So that's my tag.
Yeah, it is interesting when it comes to some of the insurance issues, and I won't get into the details, but I have a a friend of mine who went to the doctors, and they're like, well, we really think you should be on this to help prevent some future problems. And so he goes to submit that to the insurance company, and they're like, well, why would we put you on this? You haven't had any heart attacks or strokes. And it's like, well, right, we're trying to prevent that, you see. Well, as soon as you have a heart attack or a stroke, get back to us and we'll be happy to approve. It's like, well, guys, like I don't think you're quite understanding what the goals are here. And I've heard similar stories. It just
they're not singing from the same page, so I'll get back to that little encounter I have with my physician.
Yep.
I looked at him. I said, you're in worse shape than I am. He says, yeah, I got to go get my knees replaced. I won't be in business for 3 months. I said, God bless you. Good luck with it.
Yeah.
And, but then I followed up with my insurance company and said, hey, he advised like 4 or 5 tests. Which of these, you know, am I going to get hit over the head with a $200 copay? Well, 2 out of the 4 or 5 or 6, yeah, I was going to get. So I said, well, we'll put them off. But, in fact, I put them all off. But, yeah, I don't know. I think people need to take a little more responsibility for their own health. And,
yes.
Unfortunately, actually, I think AI can be very helpful, but don't take the first answer it gives you. You got to, you know, dig at it and research. You just can't. Yeah, you're going to have to spend a little time. But
I agree, yes. And ask questions when you go have a medical appointment. Don't take everything at face value. Ask lots of questions.
And ask both sides of the equation. Call your insurance company, too. I mean, don't just jump on something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, especially if you can't afford it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Ask lots of questions. I think most of us don't do that, either because we're too trusting or we think we're being too pushy. Hey, this is your money, all right, that what we're talking about. All right, this is Scott. I have a hearing issue. All right, we've talked about that a number of times on the show. This was before my surgery last year. I had a doctor's appointment, and clearly I was struggling. I was having a problem. And at one point, they said, well, you should get an EKG of my head to figure out if there's some kind of problem, like, inside my head with my hearing issue.
Hmm.
Okay, all right. And so I went along with it. Shouldn't have, maybe. Number one, nobody told me, okay, does your insurance cover this? As it turned out, the answer was no. And then later on, I get the bill, which I'm supposed to pay. It was $400, and as it turned out, the EKG was totally clean. Okay, you're fine. There's nothing in there. Now, that's funny. In my head, there's nothing in there. There's a joke there.
Yeah,
just follow along, all right? But I was the guy who had to fork up the $400 for a test that really wasn't needed. Now, I understand, all right? And if you dig enough on this, I've complained vehemently. Sometimes we hear about these court cases of people suing for this, that, and the other thing and getting ridiculous amounts of money, all right? If you're a doctor, you got to make sure we don't want this boomeranging back on us. So we're going to order this test and this test and this test and all that stuff. And it may turn out to be absolutely nothing, but we better do it, because if we don't do it and later on something is found, here comes a lawyer suing for multi millions of dollars. And you see it in the news too often. So I think probably a lot of doctors, physicians are a little, I'll use the word paranoid, oh, we got to make sure we cover everything because some greedy lawyer comes back and later on, you know, nails you for something because you missed it or you didn't order a certain test or something. I mean, this is like a vicious loop. And we, you and me, the regular folks, this is a vicious loop. We're the ones getting stuck every time. These folks are all making big money. They're doing great. We're the little guys, and we're getting, I'll say, stepped on. Is that a little harsh? Maybe. But again, when you look at some of these costs, it's like, holy fright. How much? What? All right. I mean, my surgery that I got, my insurance covered most of it, didn't cover all of it, and I'm still paying. I'll be paying for another few months to finish out my surgery. Now, I'm not going to share the amount of the surgery. I know how much it was. And when they told me, I'm like, whoa. Whoa, how much? It's okay, sir. Your insurance will cover most of it. Okay, that's wonderful, but that still means I have to cover part of it. I'm grateful for the surgery. It has helped me out greatly. But do we get to a point where it's like, this is getting too much, too expensive to afford? Can't afford this anymore. All right, you look at all these stories in the news today about people cutting back on food because of, you know, the conditions right now and so on. I saw a story, all right, not meant as a free plug. Dollar General is doing great business right now. Dollar General, all right? You've been to a Dollar General? It's one of these quickie 5 and 10 type stores with food that is maybe not as cheap as you might think. All right, the Dollar General should be more like the $10 General, but hey, we're quibbling. Dollar General's having booming sales right now because of the current state of conditions. Because people are looking to save money somehow. And when it comes to health care, unfortunately, how many options do you have to save money with health care? Good luck with that. So when I saw that list of Penn State's 200, I'm like, oh, man. Okay. And it's just going to continue. It's not, you know, Penn State is cost-cutting. All right. Okay, great. They're not cost-cutting with these people. Sorry, not happening. I'm going to stop right there because I'm getting angry again.
I can see
my
that.
Blood pressure is going up again. We wonder why these things are happening. You do a little digging, and there's the evidence. Boom. Right there.
Fine.
Anyway. Thumbs up. All right. Let's take a break. We'll have another segment. Thumbs up as we burn more calories here on Let's Talk for a Wednesday morning. We will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let's Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let's Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
You have the good fortune of listening to us talk.
Wonderful.
On this Wednesday morning. Fine.
Wonderful.
Phone line is open for the final segment of Let's Talk this morning here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, 814-954-7266, if you wish to join the big show.
All right, now here's something we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But this is now official tomorrow. Now, you need to pay attention to this, okay?
That's right.
CDT has a version today which just reminded me about this new law tomorrow, Pennsylvania law about using your cell phone in the car. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Goes into effect tomorrow.
That's right.
June 5, okay? So, here's the deal. Now, first off, texting and driving in this state has been illegal for like 10 years, all right? That's nothing new. All right, hope you folks, you did know that, right? You did know that, right? Okay, texting and driving. That's not what this is. All right, now I'm going to go from the CDT story because I'm just going to read this. There's one paragraph in here. It says, it will no longer be legal to hold a cell phone in your car, to answer a phone call, send an email, take a photo, record a video, or share social media while you are driving. Or, now here's the part that people will trip up on, or even temporarily stopped either at a red light or you're in thick traffic or something and
yep.
you get slowed down or something. Even that, if a police officer sees you with the phone in your hand, they can pull you over and give you a ticket. Now, you got to be careful of that, all right? Now, let me keep going. This is what I do. All right, first off, it says, drivers can still use cell phones if you need an emergency responder. In other words, 911. Okay, if you're doing 911 for a legit, you know, emergency or something, you're okay. Also, you can make a phone call. You can use a GPS, or you can listen to music if it's hands-free. Now, that's what I do. I've got a gadget on my dashboard where I put my phone in it, like it's right in front of me, so I'm able to keep my eyes on the road. I'm going to be doing some traveling here next week. I'm going to be using the GPS so I can see a map and so on, so it's like right in front of my face.
Yep.
Because I've got an older vehicle that doesn't have a screen, like all these new cars have screens.
Oh, this is fancy.
Sorry, I'm old school. I've got a 2008 beat-up car, so my phone is my screen. So if you've got hands-free stuff, you know, you call somebody, your eyes are on the road, you're fine. But if somebody if a police officer sees you with that phone in your hand while you are driving, even if you are stopped,
you will be hauled off to jail for a month.
Well,
wait, no, that's not quite the...
No.
Okay. Not quite that harsh.
No.
Okay.
Okay, now once again, I'm reading from this story here.
Mm-hmm.
Lawbreakers... I love that.
Uh-huh.
Lawbreakers.
Waterboarded for first offense. Second offense, look out, then it gets serious.
You're toast. Lawbreakers will receive written warnings for the first year. So for the first year, starting tomorrow, if they catch you, they'll pull you over, they'll give you a tongue lashing, and they will give you a written warning.
That's it. Give them the thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Okay. Got it.
Just do that right in the police officer's face. Like, thumbs up. Okay,
gotcha.
There we go.
Fine.
However, starting a year from now,
oh, no,
police can issue a citation for you that costs $50. Now, keep in mind, if you've ever been pulled over for speeding,
that is just the citation cost.
Correct. All right. You will pay.
It's going to be substantially more.
Court costs and fees, which is more than the citation.
Yes.
So the citation would be $50. The actual cost would probably be well over $100.
Probably about $130.
And depending on where you are in Pennsylvania, it might be higher, lower, you know, that sort of stuff. I think it changes depending on where you are.
Mm.
Okay. So at least for the first year starting tomorrow, you will get a written warning. Now, my question is, what if you do it two or three times? Police are keeping track of this stuff. After two or three times, you get two or three warnings, or do you get hammered?
That's a good question.
All right, boom.
Let's I'm going to go get hammered.
No, not that kind of hammered.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, you guys triggered me again. Hey, the wife's got the Dick Tracy phone. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
So that takes the heartbeat, the perspiration off the skin, gives you all this data, shares it with the global community. And maybe your doctor might have a chance to look at it. But I guess what I'm saying is, so if I take my phone and I duct tape it, because after I pay for her phone, all I can afford is duct tape. So basically, you're breaking the law if you're holding it. But if it's taped to your body, is that okay?
To your body.
Basically my wife says she has a band, has a phone, it's in the watch, it's essentially a smartphone on a band.
If you're not looking down, I think maybe if you just can feel for the button, I don't know. The whole thing is a little, the intent is good and probably will...
Well, obviously, this will have to go to the state Supreme Court to get it all figured out.
I genuinely feel for the police out there, because it's just another thing where, if I look down, it may look like I'm going to press a phone. Well, maybe I'm reaching down and grabbing a French fry. Well, you are still allowed to, and you're still...
Hey, I haven't seen a French fry since last week.
Yep. I don't know. I just think it's going to be challenging.
If you put yourself into the shoes of a police officer, all right, it has to be absolutely dead certain before they would pull you over. All right, so reaching for the French fry, they would let that slide. Now, taping it to body, that would be unique. That would be different.
To tell you the truth, I read a stat a few years back, and it caught my attention because every once in a while I have to visit family in around the Philadelphia area. And when you go down the Westchester Pike, that kind of last mile before you get to Philadelphia, it's like... Every square foot has hundreds of signage, distractions. So what I'm saying is I actually think, like I say, you get into some of this traffic conditioning around the city, forget about your phone. Just the signage is completely impossible to keep up with.
Yes, in some places.
And then you got the people coming in and out, you know, because they have this $80,000 car, and you only get the chance to rev it up and get it into third gear between stop signs. You know, it's all this weird stuff.
And I tell you what's interesting, now, again, I've remarked before, for some reason here in Center County, we don't have electronic billboards. I don't know why. We just don't have any. There's one down at the bottom of Seven Mountains. There's one over in Phillipsburg, but there's none in the county. And those messages change like every 10 seconds. And if you're driving along, it's like, what's that message? And then it changes. Oh, what's that message? Is that distracting? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Electronic ones.
Folks, if you get the chance, 5 o'clock, Wasson Farm this evening as we wrap up Mental Health Awareness Month with a terrific event. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Sports Radio 98.